ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Welcome back. Now that it's warmer every year, I plant my little garden in the corner of my backyard and try to make some good, yummy things out of it. But I've invited somebody who's actually a professional at what to do with all of those things. We have healthy lifestyle consultant Chef Megan McCarthy to teach us how to turn that garden bounty, whether it's from your own garden or the farmer's market or the grocery store, into a delicious meal. Megan is the Atlanta Botanical Garden's edible garden chef and has worked with Georgia Public Schools and Michelle Obama's Let's Move, Chef's Move program to teach kids about healthy cooking. Chef Megan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So as the edible garden chef at the Botanical Gardens, you're an expert at making a meal out of whatever is fresh in the garden that month or week. What are some of your favorite easy to grow veggies?
Well, I actually love to use all the summer veggies, of course, that are tomatoes, zucchini, squash, all the eggplant, and especially the fresh herbs. And that really enhances every meal, you know, basil, rosemary, thyme, all that. And just bringing whatever Mother Nature puts in your garden.
Now, are there some of those that say you're a garden neophyte, like myself? You know, are there some that are really easy to grow if someone wants to try themselves?
Well, actually, we have a professional horticulturist on staff, so she actually grows those. So I get to pick them and create recipes. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is, and so you like the herbs and the vegetables. You know, what do you like to make out of those you just mentioned?
Well, I do a lot of salads, fresh green salads and things like that. So I put on different, different toppings. I like to grill zucchini. I like to grill eggplant. I like to even grill sweet potatoes. I like
grill them.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you do that?
Oh, you just slice them and, or wedge them and, you can boil them for a few minutes to soften them up and then you can put them on the grill and you get those beautiful grill marks and it's a great way, for kids to eat as well because, you know, you don't want them eating French fries anymore. And,
right.
You know, so.
So you get the flavor without the fat and the extra salt and everything.
Well, you know, salt actually brings out the flavor in a lot of foods.
Right.
So when we're making foods ourselves, adding salt is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I use a lot of sea salt or Himalayan salt, things like that. So all these specialty salts, you know, it's kind of like a wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do all these different olive oils, you can do different salts, you can do. The world just opens up when you open up your pantry and you understand that bringing together your pantry and your fresh fruits and vegetables and you can make so many things that are lovely and delicious and they're so simple.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of us overthink it. They're like, oh, I'm not a gourmet chef. You know? So, and then they think, oh, I can't make that. But, with the tomatoes,
she's holding up some tomatoes for our listeners. She brought in a handful of really beautiful Roma tomatoes today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the Romas are really reliable tomato, because they're so, that you can get them all year round now.
Mm-hmm.
And this didn't used to be the case, but, you know, they have a lot of indoor growing, facilities. But what I did with these last night, when you get an abundance of something, of course, you need to do something with it before
right.
it goes bad. So,
and that's such an issue. A lot of people, they buy the fresh vegetables and they go bad. So
yeah.
Tell
well,
us what we can do about that.
Yeah, exactly. So we just slice those down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So we sliced them in two. I put them on a sheet pan, drizzled olive oil, some sea salt, put them in the oven for, I think I had them in there at 400 for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And pull those out and you're done.
Wow.
It's
and you have oven roasted tomatoes.
Oh, they were just divine. They were so good because that olive oil just really brings it out. And then just a little bit of sea salt and it just, you know, the flavors are so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sprinkled some fresh basil on those
And you can use those and add them to any dish. What are some
you
ways
you can add
to them?
To a dish. You could just put them as a side dish to your protein. So if you're eating fish or chicken or beef or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
And with the roasted tomatoes, I can cut those up and put them in, say, like a quinoa salad. And I do a lot of quinoa. So it's gluten-free and things like that.
I like that because it's such a great flavoring those roasted tomatoes are going to impart. And you mentioned opening up our pantry. What are some other ways we can use these fresh herbs that you mentioned? So maybe we are able to use less overall salt and less added salt because you're using all these delicious herbs. Tell us some ideas.
Well, first of all, now that summer's coming, we can plant fresh basil. Fresh rosemary grows really well here, and then fresh thyme. I don't even have dried herbs in my pantry because I plant them all outside. And you can get them at the grocery store as well any time of year. So it's just, when you're using the fresh herb flavors, you just need so little to really enhance and bring out the flavors of whatever it is.
So you just pick it, chop it up a little bit and throw it on
your, and once you take maybe a knife skills class to understand how that knife works for you and not against you. So, a sharp knife is all you need, and, just chop those up a little bit. And it's all about, sprinkle it on. It's not about complicating the flavor. It's bringing it back to simplicity. Because I think a lot of people have forgotten what food tastes like.
Right.
You know, and we're just bringing it in a simple way. You could take all those vegetables I talked about, the zucchini and the eggplant and the yellow squash or something, or even roasted squash, butternut squash, acorn squash. You could grill all that stuff too. Just like you would grill asparagus. The other day at the botanical garden, I did some grilled okra.
Really?
Yeah. So I kept it in the pod. I tossed it in olive oil and just put it on the grill, you know, as you're cooking your other stuff. And then you have okra. And, you know, a lot of people complain that they don't like okra because it's got that little gooey thing to it, that little gooey consistency. And when you grill it, it's fine. And it's so delicious. And then you can, you know, chop it up real quick after you've grilled it and toss it in with your green salad or a whole grain salad or quinoa.
Okay. Lesson today is that I need to be grilling more too.
Yeah.
That's less pans and, to cook with as well.
Yeah. And not this big flaming, grill that burns all your food.
Right. You don't want to char it.
Yeah. So it's just, it's being mindful of all the ways that you can, cook these as well. You can bake, roast, broil, grill,
so many
boil.
Now, say somebody doesn't have a lot of space, but they really want to try growing maybe in, you know, a balcony garden. You know, what would be your top five things to try in that case?
I would do basil, rosemary, thyme. Parsley is a little more tricky to grow, but you could even do a little bitty tomato. Depends on how big your tomatoes get, or depends on how much your space is.
Yes,
I would just go with the top three to start and just kind of see how those go. I also do sunflower greens. Now that is the next level here. So you take what are called black sunflower seeds. You can get them at Whole Foods or Home Depot too. It's basically bird seed. So it's kind of funny. But You soak those and you put them in a shallow dish of dirt and water those every day. And in 5 days, you will have sunflower greens, one of the top green foods out there.
Really?
There are so many nutrients in it. And it was funny because my sister was telling me that right below, I showed her a picture of the sunflower greens and she goes, oh, those are growing right below my bird feeder. Because they fall out and then they sprout naturally in the rain or whatever. And it's hilarious because
and
here's this
really,
wonderful food.
A really healthy side you can make.
Oh, my gosh. And the sunflower greens, you just cut them off and eat them, wash them and eat them. You can buy them at Whole Foods for $7 a bag.
Okay. And, or you can grow them in a very shallow pan.
Yeah. It's really easy. You can go on my website. I have some directions on there.
Okay.
How to do that.
Okay, perfect. So, and just for all of our listeners, that's healthyeating101.com.
That's right.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. This has been fantastic. I'm going to go plant some basil, rosemary, and thyme. And thank you so much, Chef Megan. It's been such a fun segment.
Great.
You can find more, remember, from Megan at healthyeating101.com. On Facebook, it's healthyeating101. Twitter at Chef Megan, or Instagram as Chef Megan 101. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio. Thanks for listening and stay well.